Other observers say that the dust stirred up by U.S. helicopters has sandblasted the fragile brick facade of the palace of Nebuchadnezzar II, king of Babylon, from 605 to 562 B.C. The archaeologist Zainab Bahrani reports, between May and August 2004, the wall of the Temple of Nabu and the roof of the Temple of Ninma, both of the 6th century B.C., collapsed as a result of the movement of helicopters. Nearby, heavy machines and vehicles stand parked on the remains of a Greek theater from the era of Alexander of Macedon, Alexander the Great. In another example of American indifference to the Iraqi environment, the Marine Corps Air Base known as Tikrit South is located next door to a vast preserve where Saddam Hussein kept a herd of gazelles. The Marines shot and ate the gazelles as a supplement to their prepackaged Meals Ready to Eat, MREs. Corporal Joshua Wixel of Corpus Christi, Texas, declared freshly cooked gazelle to be delicious. And none of this even begins to deal with the massive, ongoing looting of historical sites across Iraq by freelance grave and antiquities robbers, preparing to stock the living rooms of Western collectors. The unceasing chaos and lack of security brought to Iraq in the wake of our invasion have meant that a future, peaceful Iraq may hardly have a patrimony to display. It is no small accomplishment of the Bush administration to have plunged the cradle of the human past into the same sort of chaos and lack of security as the Iraqi present. If amnesia is bliss, then the fate of Iraqi's antiquities represents a kind of modern paradise. The civilization we are in the process of destroying in Iraq is part of our own heritage. It is also part of the world's patrimony. Before our invasion of Afghanistan, we condemned the Taliban for their March 2001 dynamiting of the monumental 3rd century AD Buddhist statues at Bamiyan. Those were two gigantic statues of remarkable historical value, and the barbarism involved in their destruction blazed in headlines and horrified commentaries in our country. Today, our own government is guilty of far greater crimes when it comes to the destruction of a whole universe of antiquity. And few here, when they consider Iraqi attitudes toward the American occupation, even take that into consideration. But what we do not care to remember, others may recall all too well.